understatement. Sean, I'm sure we all share the same sentiment.
Well, I mean, you're up 21-0. I don't know how you deliver this win for the Jacksonville Jaguars. I mean, we can give them credit all we want, but coming into this game, they were minus 10 in turnover differential. Only two teams are worse than Jacksonville taking care of the football. And the Giants just gave them the football in the second half. Larry Donnell gives it away. A fumble here, another fumble here. They basically, you know, they missed a field goal as well. I cannot believe that the Giants gave this game away, and it must hurt Tom Coughlin even more.
Well,
because he goes back to Jacksonville. I mean, this game had a lot of significance for a number of different people, none more than for Tom Coughlin. And, you know, the players, I tell you what, if I was John Mara, I would let them walk home. They wouldn't get on the team playing.
Then they wouldn't be able to practice. So
that might
be the double edge.
That might help.
No, I'm joking. But one of the things that you look at this game and you look at they're up 21-0, and all of a sudden what got them that 21-point lead was the run game. All of a sudden they start throwing it. They're not a great pass rushing team. Protecting team, and now all of a sudden they decide to start throwing the ball. They never really understood that. And conversely, you look at what Jacksonville did. They weren't getting anything done early on in the game. All of a sudden they put in the read option with the quarterback, and all of a sudden that is the play that they end up turning this game around with. JPP getting sucked inside and getting the quarterback outside on the edge. Those are the adjustments that Jacksonville made in the second half, and the Giants did not make in terms of sticking with what worked, which was the run game.
At the same time, though, Amani, throwing the ball, but, you know, Larry Donnell, and I love this kid. He's a great kid, and he's made some big catches, but he's also made some key drops, and one today again.
Huge turnovers. They did it in the Dallas game.
No turnover is a good one, but these have just been colossal.
Russ, to your point, on that play, that fumble, that, you know, they scoop up and go in for a score. Huge. Here's the problem with that play. It's 3rd and 15, and it was a check down. Eli threw it to him. You know what? He jumps in the air and lands on his head. It's just not smart situational football. In that situation, it's 3rd and 15. He checks it off to me. I'm going to get a couple yards, but I'm going to get down. I'm not going to make a bad play worse. And worst case scenario, they should have punted right there. It's just not a smart play by Larry Donnell.
So I'm going to go back to just the offensive line. I mean, look at Schwartz. Goes second week in a row, he goes down. Brewer's at right tackle.
Yeah.
Brewer gets a concussion. Now you've got John Jerry playing right tackle.
Dallas Reynolds has to come
Dallas
in.
Dallas Reynolds,
guard.
I mean, then there wasn't enough things done to protect that offensive line. Yeah. That was struggling anyway.
Yeah.
You saw some rollouts. You saw some run action passes outside
That's
of the
box.
That was early on, though, but they stopped doing that.
Well, here's what concerns us. You mentioned the adjustments, and Roman, you're talking about the offensive line play. Now all of a sudden, they're down their last offensive lineman, and yet they didn't change up. I didn't see any chips. I didn't see the screens and the draws at the end of the game to try to help out some of those players who are playing out of position. John Jerry hasn't played right tackle all year long. Dallas Reynolds has not really played that much. So, they did not have any kind of answer whatsoever, and I thought that they didn't help them out at all when they had all those extra backup offensive linemen out there.
Well, 21-0 against anybody to blow a lead is bad enough, but 21-0 against a 1-10 team. This is a tough one for the Giants and everybody involved with the team to take. All right, let's take care of a little business, folks. Make sure to go to Adorama.com/Giants to win yourself an LG Electronics 65-inch class 4K smart LED TV. Adorama, the official electronics retailer of the Giants. You're watching Giants Post Game Live here on My9. Stay right where you are. Head coach Tom Coughlin should be coming up. to Giants Post Game Live here on My Nine. Once again, final score today in Jacksonville. Giants lose their seventh game in a row, 25-24 to the Jaguars. While we're waiting for head coach Tom Coughlin to talk about the dismal outcome of today's game, let's talk about what was, as Amani brought up before, what was good for a while was the rushing game, starting with Rashad Jennings. He ended up 26 for 91 and was looking good for a while.
Yeah, I just couldn't understand why they got away from that, knowing that the Jacksonville Jaguars were sixth in the league in getting sacks. I don't know why they would all of a sudden think that now the offensive line, especially as beat up as they are, can all of a sudden create a pocket for Eli to maneuver in. It didn't make sense, the strategy of that, but I'm sure there was some kind of circumstance that we're not aware of, that why they would go back to something that didn't work in the weeks past, and when they were with something, the run game was working so well from early on.
You know, I'd love to know what happened at halftime, because, you know, they're up 21-0. Rashad Jennings is running the football well. They're running downhill. And then to your point, Imani, it seemed like they outsmarted themselves. And, you know, I think at that point you come back in and, hey, there's nothing wrong with running your four-minute offense the way the defense had been playing. And look, Blake Bortles is not threatening anybody with how he was playing. So they should have just tried to shorten that game. Let's bleed that clock out and let's get out of here with a victory.
But Rome, let me ask you this. That first half, I mean, was it the Giants? It certainly looked to be the Giants' best first half of the season.
Well, they started fast. Again, you're talking about a 21-0 game in the first quarter. But again, looking at that running game, Amani, we talked about this. You saw some light there with the running game where, okay, this run's going to break. One of the runs are going to break. Rashad Jennings, 21 carries, 90 yards. 91 yards, 9 yards away from 100. Overall, 3.5 yards. I mean, there were some things there that were working, but I think it had to do with this offensive line. When guys started getting injured, you just didn't have the right blocking at the point of attack to enable the running game to advance and move forward. This should have been a type of game where once they're up, you run the ball, you run them out the gym, and that's it.
All right, let's go to the head coach, Tom Coughlin, and hear what he has to say.
21-3 to win the game. I mean, and we talked about this, and we talked about the turnovers. Two turnovers for touchdowns. We could have knelt on the ball in the second half, had a better chance to win. Of course, we missed the field goal. The rookie quarterback brings it the length of the field at the end of the game. What amounted to a two-minute drive. We get no turnovers, nothing on our side of the ball, which, quite frankly, I was counting on. We did get field position a couple of times. Field position on a punt return. First half was literally all us, you know, in terms of time of possession. We ran the ball well. We did a good job with the passing game when called upon. And, came in 21-3, talked about finishing. Everybody used the same word. They knew what I was talking about. And then we came out and, you know, it looked like you couldn't script it any better for the other side of the ball. Fumble, we get a sack, we fumble the ball, they recover a ball in the end zone. Larry Donnell goes up right on his head. He's done that two or three times, fumbled the ball. They pick it up and run in the end zone for a touchdown there. It's 3rd and 15, we're dumping the ball in the flat. Not going to get the first down anyway. Ball security in the pocket, of course, didn't look very good. We got hit a couple times, lost the ball that way. They ran the quarterback there at the end. You know, we get the holding penalty. They ran the keeper again with the quarterback. We thought we had a guy assigned to the quarterback, but he didn't get out. The quarterback got outside, made a big gain, made it easier on the field goal. We had thought that they had some balls tipped. They made a field goal a week ago with a ball tipped, so we had prepared and knew full well that there was an opportunity for us to block a field goal. We talked about it before the drive even started, that it might come down to that, and it did come down to that, but I don't think we made much progress in terms of getting up and having a chance to block the ball. Like I say, you know, the lead was not sufficient. We needed to come back out in the second half and put some more points on the board, and we didn't do it. And, you know, we lost Schwartz right away. We eventually lost Brewer. We had to move John Jerry out to right tackle. Those guys did an admirable job of moving around, allowing us to finish the game. But we really couldn't hold the ball much at the end. In the second half, we were in jeopardy of not getting the ball thrown or getting sacked. So we had to limit what we did, and we had one nice drive limiting. We knew we had to score a touchdown. We knew that. For whatever reason, we had two passes in there that didn't look like they had much of a chance to score. And we end up field goal. When you do that, you're just, you know, you got 3 minutes to go and the other guy's field goal is going to beat you. So that was a difficult challenge for our defense. But on the other hand, you know, they made one big play on a slant. They brought the ball out, got them going. They got back into the business of the quarterback, keeping the ball, made some yards. So a very disappointing, discouraging, all the above loss for us. We came down here feeling like we could win. I thought we, again, prepared well. And nothing happens on game day. You know, it's a long game. It's 60 minutes. That's why it's that. You know, they have to play. You got to play four quarters. We're playing two, maybe three sometimes. But for whatever reason, we don't, you know, the other guy kind of figures out what he's going to do, and we have trouble responding to that. So, you know, again, a disappointing, disappointing loss.
After the seventh straight loss to a one-win team, is there anything you can say to your players in the locker room to possibly lift their spirits all?
Well, that's very difficult. You know, we just talked about staying together, fighting. I didn't even use the term giving up. There's not going to be any of that. This is a tremendous test for all of us. You know, it's more than you can possibly imagine trying to go through. But those are the facts. As I told our team after the game, here are the facts, guys. 21-3 at halftime. Opportunity to win a football game. If you went out and did nothing but shut them out, instead we give them two touchdowns. Virtue of our offensive team, our defense doesn't have to even be challenged there. And, I mean, you know, make people work for it at least. Roll, we had the ball in the end zone, and he tries to get the ball out, and they knock the ball out and jump on it for a touchdown. Do the math for me. 2 from 7. Trying to make a play. I mean, we have done some things that are not real smart. Well, it's obviously both. I mean, you try to adjust. They actually were doing what they've always done. I mean, they did have 33 sacks coming in. They do have a good defensive line, and they finally did get pressure on us. We hadn't had that kind of pressure in the whole first half. We finally had the pressure, and we didn't respond well to the pressure. Let's face it. I don't, no, it doesn't make it any harder. It's not, it's a loss that we feel we should have won, that we've done this too many times. We just helped somebody beat us. Instead of letting them, forcing them to beat us, we helped them. And, you know, talk till you're blue in the face. You know, this team was 0-4 when they lost the turnover battle. It was 100%. So we come in here, turn it over, what, three times, twice for a touchdown and get nothing? I mean, it just doesn't make any sense.
What exactly did you work on, and what are you going to do with
the court? Well, he did a better job of controlling the ball and covering it up and holding it high and tight. This was one where he just got his legs cut out for him. From under him, and he instinctively did what people do. He put his hand out or something. When you do that, he just dropped the ball. He dropped the ball on the ground.
Looked like you were pretty upset. What do you say?
I'm upset with everything, you know, and I'm upset at me. I started with me. So hang on to the ball. I mean, you know they're coming for a 6'7" tight end low. You're going to get in those positions sometimes.
What's the deal with
Yeah, that's between me and Randall.
It was not injury.
No, it was an injury. I'm not saying anything about what it was. It was between Ruben and I.
Do you know anything on the injury, guys?
I do have something. Schwartz had an ankle x-ray. The x-ray was negative, but he does have some tendon damage in there. Terrell Manning was an ankle. Robert Ayers is a pec, which I don't know much about right now. If it's a tear, he obviously would be done. And Brewer had a concussion late.
Tom, two of the key plays in that last drive with Bortles keepers around there. Mm-hmm. That totally catch you guys by surprise?
No, oh no. No, we worked all week on the dive option concept, so there was no surprise there. It was more successful than I would like to admit, though.
Why was Rodgers smarter than in there in the last drive to see his injury come up?
Yeah, we yes. It wasn't the injury is the reason, yeah.
Locker room is open. We'll bring Eli in.
All right, that was head coach Tom Coughlin, and the head coach, quite frankly, folks, nailed it all from not protecting the football to not finishing the game. Tom covered every part of it. The result, a 25-24 Jaguars victory. Giants fall 2-3-9 with a 7th straight loss. We got a lot more coming up. Eli Manning, Paul Dottino from the field with more player reactions. So stay right where you are. You're watching Giants Post Game Live here on My Nine. once again to Giants Post Game Live. Once again, final score, Jaguars 25, Giants 24. Giants fall 2-3-9 with a seventh straight loss. All right, what do you say we go back to Jacksonville right now and speak with Paul Dottino, who caught up with Devon Kennard and Rashad Jennings. Paul?
Devon, it just seems as though every which way but loose, you guys keep finding ways to let games slip away. What happened on that last drive?
It was tough. You know, the quarterback got out on a couple of plays, and, man, we just didn't make plays when we needed to. And it's a tough loss to have.
After being so good defensively in the first half, how did it go wrong?
I'm not sure. We got to go look at the film and see what happened. You know, we played strong most of the night, and, you know, I don't know what happened.
On a personal note, a couple of big sacks for you. I think a lot of people are going to be saying this was your breakout game. How did you feel personally about your play?
I did some good things, but I'm here to help my team win, and we didn't win, so I'm not satisfied.
Von Kennard, thank you.
Thank you.
Rashad, everything went great in the first half. You scored 2 touchdowns, and it all turned around. How does that happen?
We didn't finish. We didn't do well enough to finish the game like we should have. Could have and was prepared for. Hats off to them. They made enough plays to come out with the victory, but, you know, this is something that we got to stop doing.
All right, Rashad Jennings, thank you.
All right.
Okay, guys, back to you.
All right. Once again, the key did not finish. You know, Sean, for a long time, the defense today looked like it was playing well. Again, though, the late drive, a quarterback using his legs to kill him once again.
Well, I mean, the Jacksonville Jaguars offense is one of the worst in the NFL. So, yeah, the Giants should have done a good job, and they did up until at the end of the game. And the thing that really bugs me watching this game, they had him 2nd and 15. All right, exactly where you want the Jacksonville Jaguars. They let up a big slant. They get a first down. Now it's 2nd and 15 later on that same drive, and they let Blake Bortles run for 20 yards and a first down. When you get a team at 2nd and 15, you have to capitalize on that. You can't let them get a first down. You certainly can't let Blake Bortles run for you, which he did twice on that drive. The Giants have seen the read option. They saw it in Seattle. They saw it with Colin Kaepernick and the 49ers. There's no excuse for them to not be prepared to defend that. And we heard Tom Coughlin say, we had a guy assigned to the quarterback, and nobody handled their assignment. Nobody, even though you don't think Blake Bortles is a big threat to run, you've still got to keep your assignments. You still got to play smart football.
Yeah, I mean, you look at his defensive production today, right, guys? 7 sacks. Devon Kennard, 2 sacks. We were happy. JPP, 1.5 sacks. But Gus Bradley, from that Seattle system,
yeah,
he saw what this Giants defense did on the edges, and I think they duplicated that. And we all know if you do bad stuff on film, even if it's 3 or 4 weeks ago, it's going to show up again. So when JPP got his sacks, got hungry, he's, you know, like a shark, when you smell the blood, now let's see if he's smart enough to keep it contained. He lost contain. Bortles, who's not considered an athletic guy who can scamper down the field 30, 40 yards, gets in his team in position for a field goal, and they win the game. We can talk about this defense giving up 14 points. I'm sorry, the offense giving up 14 points, which was not the fault of the defense, but when they had to make a stop, just like Seattle.
2 weeks in a row. Last week against Dallas, the defense should have stopped them. There was no pass rush. Tony Romo runs right down the field.
Yeah, Eli Manning sat down with the lead. He sat down last week with the lead. Defense had to stop. Unfortunately, they came up short again.
Well, Monty, let me ask you this. You know, we're just dissecting it back and forth, this play, that play. Bottom line is, if they don't have the 2 fumbles that go in for touchdowns, we're not dissecting these plays, and it's a happy plane ride home from Jacksonville.
And one of the things on those 2 plays, in the first touchdown where Eli Manning got hit and the ball went in the end zone, you see 2 offensive linemen standing there not doing anything.
Not even attempting.
While you have Rashad Jennings and the tight end, they're trying to get the ball.
And Will Beatty's holding his hand.
And they're sitting there just looking at it. We were just watching it on film. Those are the effort plays that make you want to throw up. Another one was JPP when Blake Bortles in the fourth quarter, when he got outside the pocket, JPP was chasing him down. Figured he couldn't get him, slowed up, started walking, and Blake Bortles goes up 20 yards. Those are the plays that winning teams don't do. Those are the things that winning players don't give up like that. And you can say all you want about what happened. You look at those 2 plays, you watch those offensive linemen watching, and you watch JPP walking or not chasing the quarterback with the speed and athleticism he has. That's a team giving up.
Yeah, well, again, Wrong side of the score for the seventh week in a row. Giants lose 25-24, their seventh straight loss. All right, Giants fans, want you to listen up now. Meet your favorite player at the Children's Place, Garden State Plaza, on December 2nd from 6 to 8 p.m. Visit Giants.com for more details and shop online at Children'sPlace.com. You're watching Giants Post Game Live here on My9. Should have Eli Manning coming up shortly. Welcome back to Giants Post Game Live here on My9. Still waiting on Eli Manning. We've got a lot more, but right now let's go back to Jacksonville. Paul Dottino with Marcus Kuhn.
Thank you so much, Russ. Marcus, if there's one thing you guys could have changed on that last drive, maybe one particular play, what would it have been that would have prevented them to get that winning field goal?
I mean, we just can't let them drive all the way down the field. You know, that's the first thing. There's we got one holding call. I know there was another one. It wasn't a great one, but we overall put ourselves in too bad of a position at that point. The score was 21-3 at the halftime, and you can't let them come back like that.
Yeah, Tom Coughlin said he told you guys at halftime, you got to finish. That's been talked about a lot this season, and yet this team's been unable to do so. Any reason that you could put your finger on?
It's hard to say what after the game. I mean, you have to watch film, but overall, just we have to find a way. That's it. We have to find a way to win. I mean, you can be up 21-3 at halftime and then come back and lose the game. So
I guess they wanted it more at the end. I don't know what mistakes have been made, but overall we have to play better as a team.
Final question. The defensive line got some pass rush. You got a few sacks, obviously not enough, but it looked like the pass rush was definitely picking up over the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, I mean, there's in every bad game there's some positives, but the most important stat is if you win or lose, and we didn't get that done again, and we have to finish the season strong.
Marcus Kuhn, thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Okay, guys, let's go back to you.
All right, thank you very much. Gentlemen, again, we were talking before. You know, people could say, talk about this and that and the head coach. As far as I'm concerned, Tom Coughlin is the right man for this job. I mean, where are you going to find better and what are you going to find do better? I mean, he's coaching his butt off. He's just... It's a question of talent, quite frankly.
I totally agree. I think there's a lot of good things that he does do. Sean and I both played for him. We know how well he prepares a team, and he definitely puts you in the right position to win. Now it comes the onus on the players to actually go out there and perform. And when you have the turnovers that they have, the careless turnovers that they have, you know, and then the lapses in effort that we pointed out earlier in the program during the interception and the return for a touchdown and the interception. You got guys that are just giving up. I mean, they're not playing through the whistle. They're not playing to win, and that's a sign that it's not the coach. Sometimes it's the players.
Yeah, Amani. I mean, you guys played for Tom. We all played against Tom in Jacksonville, in the place where he went back to. Sean, you remember the old AFC Central, 10 divisional games, your first couple years in the league, and there was a mantra, if you will, of a Tom Coughlin football team. They were tough. They played to the whistle 60 minutes. And at a certain point, as a coach, all you can do is call the plays. All you can do is put the guys in a position to succeed. You can help them prepare during the week. He talks about that. You can help them, you know, manage the week well, the meetings, all that stuff. But you've got to go out there and play. And you talk about the second effort or whether it's the 50-50 balls. Coach Coughlin always talks about Russ playing above the X's and O's, more than just not doing your job, but doing more and doing whatever it takes to win. And at certain cases, you don't see that. And I don't care if it's a backup in there or a guy who hasn't gotten – when you're up, you're in there 11-on-11, and you got to go. And this was a case where – some guys in the huddle just didn't execute. I mean, you saw guys oversetting. We saw the film, Sean. Guys overset on offensive line, the tight end position. Guys whiffing, guys missing their blocks. I'm thinking any one of Rashard Jennings could have been a 50-yard run. I mean, one block away, one tackle away, and that's really been the story of the team, and that's been indicative to what's led the team to be where they are right now.
The crazy thing is the New York Giants continue week in and week out to find ways to lose football games, and you can blame anybody you want. They're all taking part. I mean, all three phases contributed, offense, defense, even special teams with a missed field goal. This team is not a very smart football team. They don't play smart football. And when you could tell from the situational football how they're careless with the football. We talked about the fumble with Larry Donnell. They don't understand situationally how big certain situations can be and how you can finish a football game. You were talking about the players giving up. I just don't think they understand. And I know from being in those meetings, I know Tom is preaching it.
Yeah.
I know he's telling them. So they're not listening. They're not implementing. And then when you factor that into the New York Giants lead the NFL in players on injured reserve, that's a recipe for disaster. So not only is he playing with inferior talent, you know, players are going down left and right. The backups, you know, are guys that wouldn't even be on another roster because they've been decimated by injuries. So it's really the perfect storm.
All right. Well, we are waiting for quarterback Eli Manning, have to hear what he has to say. I'm sure it's not going to be a pleasant one for Eli once again. But nonetheless, he will stand up and give us his remarks. You're watching Giants Post Game Live here on My9. Stay right where you are. Once again, welcome back to Giants Post Game Live here on My Nine. Still waiting on quarterback Eli Manning. But while we wait, let's go back to Jacksonville, check in with Paul Dottino and Howard Cross, who watched the game from the sideline. Gentlemen.
Well, thanks so much, Russ. And Howard, this was really a pro-Giants crowd throughout the first half. They dominated at 21-3. And then as things started to turn sour, the three turnovers, the two touchdowns off of the turnovers, you could feel the momentum in this stadium as it started to build against the Giants, couldn't you?
Well, I don't know as much of momentum. I think the guys, you know, going out with a three-score lead, they kind of felt like they had things under control. But when you're playing a team that's desperate, you can never give them any inspiration, never give them any opportunity to come back.
All right, so now at what point do you believe this was the turning point in the game? Which one of the turnovers? Was it the Donnell fumble? Was it the fumble in the end zone? Where did you sense the bench start to lose it a little bit?
I don't think the bench necessarily lost it like that, but I think, you know, I think the biggest play that you won't think about is the missed interception the Giants had before half.
Okay.
If they shut them out and don't let them get anything before half, they have a different feeling going into the locker room. You give Jacksonville a different feeling also. They didn't quite, you know, complete that play. Good play, batting the ball down. But if they make that interception and keep them off the scoreboard, it's a bigger inspiration for them to make better plays coming into the second half.
All right, now, as far as the Giants' offensive line is concerned, they wound up getting Schwartz hurt again. You know, he had the toe earlier in the year. This time it was the ankle. Then Brewer had to come in. He went out with a concussion. So then Reynolds had to come in, and Jerry had to go to right tackle. We were in the trenches all day, Howard, on the sidelines. What did you see along the line of scrimmage?
Well, you know, Schwartz playing a right tackle, that's not his natural position. You know, he's a guard. He's doing a good job. Once he goes down, Brewer comes in. You expect there to be a little drop-off. But Brewer actually kind of started to pick it up, started to get going, and then he gets hurt. When you start to shuffle guys, that's when things started to come undone. And rightly so, Jacksonville started to send pressure.
Exactly.
You know what? You know, we're going to send guys. We've been getting sacks with four guys. But now that you shuffled guys, let's see if we can confuse them and make some plays.
Yeah, I thought it was interesting. Coming into the game, Jacksonville had only sent pressure. Blitzes, 15 percent of the time, the fewest blitz percentage, lowest in the NFL. And then again, once they started to get the momentum, Howard, they smelled blood. They started coming after Eli.
Well, they more acknowledged that the Giants were shuffling their line and had to shuffle their line. Once you shuffle the line, they know, okay, well, this guy hasn't really been in that position the whole game. We can make plays there.
Last question. Eli Manning leads the Giants down for the go-ahead field goal with just a few minutes to go. You know, that's where the Jaguars' red zone defense really came to play and got tough. Keeping the Giants out of the end zone turned out to be a very pivotal situation.
Again, you can't really complain about the guys who are out, but you're missing the offensive lineman. Also, Jennings on the sideline. You're trying to figure out how to bits and pieces, how to get guys in. You need every hand on deck, every man playing at that moment. Not quite all there, but you get the field goal. You got to find a way to stop them.
All right, Russ, that's what Howard and I saw from the sidelines. Let's send it back to you.
All right, Paul Dottino, Howard Cross, thank you very much. Safe flight back, gentlemen. All right, folks, guests of our post-game show here on My Nine receive a gift certificate to Ben & Jack's Terrific Steakhouse, located on 5th Avenue in Manhattan at 28th Street. We're talking about from the celebrated porterhouse to the finest seafood anywhere. Ben & Jack's will surpass your expectations of a steakhouse. Eli Manning still coming up, so stay right where you are. You're watching Giants Post Game Live here on My Nine.
out of the way. We kind of, when we lost the lead, fought back. I had a good drive to go down there and to regain the lead. I wish we could have got a touchdown in that scenario. You know, we got down there, you know, pretty easily, and then we had got a run where we lost some yardage, and then took a shot for the end zone on second down and didn't get it. So now we're just, stuck with third and long right there, which is a tough situation down there in the red zone. But just disappointed that we, as well as we played in the first half, we could not come out and just play decent in the second half. We played really bad. No, it's just coming together as a team and as a group and finding a way to win. I mean, it's some teams you just got to figure out a way to win football games, and we have not been able to do that, and it's a team effort. It's the offense has got to help out the defense, and we kind of do, we'll do it for a while, but then we can't give up touchdowns. We can't put our defense in a bad situation and give up touchdowns on offense, give up points. So we still fought, and I think the guys are preparing well and fighting hard and doing a lot of good things. We just got to find a way to play for 60 minutes and come out in that second half and play better.
Is this sort of stretch in a first in your career, this sort of experience?
Obviously last year we started the season poorly. I feel like at times we're playing pretty good football and doing some good things and well enough to win some games. We just don't have it quite figured out how to win the game. And I don't know how you teach that. I think just the teams come together and they figure that out. Someone makes a great play or something happens to get the win, and we're not making that game clinching play to win these games. Well, I think as a player, anytime you're losing games, you're worried about a lot of things. You're worried about you want to keep playing. You want to play for your coaches and win games for your coaches. I think guys are playing hard. Guys are competing and doing a lot of good things and trying to do the right things. It's just a matter of playing a little smarter and playing a little bit better.
Does this feel like rock bottom?
No, I don't think we're not at rock bottom. We're gonna keep fighting. We're gonna keep fighting for coach and fighting for the players. And I think guys, we guys work hard. Guys do the right things. And it's just we want to find a win. We want to be able to be proud of the work that we're doing and be proud of that week of preparation and dedication that we put through to try to win these games, and we want to get that feeling back.
One question on Beckham. I know you guys are both from New Orleans. Is that correct?
Yes.
Were you familiar with the high school that he played at, and vice versa, and that sort of thing? Did you guys ever
same high school? So knew about him. When he was in high school and kept up with him and actually worked out with him when he was in high school and threw some routes to him and followed him through LSU. So he's been following him a long time.
All right, quarterback Eli Manning refusing to say rock bottom, but that's what you can expect from Eli, because Eli's going to fight. And I know if there's one guy, this is absolutely killing Eli, not for himself, but for his head coach, Tom Coughlin. Because I was talking to Eli this week for our pregame show on Fox 5, and he's without question, coach is the man for the job. Coach is doing everything right. Just, we got to get the job done. And again, you know what? It seems like the theme this entire season, gentlemen, for the Giants, each game has been one quarter too long, and that's why they haven't been able to finish.
Well, I mean, Eli Manning's never shied away from accountability. His role as a leader of this team, a leader offensively, and we talked about this. Look, last week he sat down with the lead. This week, the Larry Jonnell fumble for a touchdown. The two sacks that were recovered. One was a fumble for a safety or a touchdown, rather. He can only do so much. We're not at a point where we were this time last year in terms of the turnovers and the poor decision-making, the poor quarterback-receiver relationship. That's not where we are right now. But in terms of what Eli Manning's done to this point to help this team, unfortunately, he can't do enough. But all he can do is call the plays and throw the ball to the open receivers and hand it off.
You know, coaches talk all the time about you have to earn the right to win, and the Giants are not earning the right to win.
Yep.
They're not finishing games. You mentioned the fourth quarter. They're not finishing games in the fourth quarter. They didn't do it 3 weeks in a row now. They should have beat the 49ers. They had a chance to finish that game. They should have beat the Dallas Cowboys, and they should have beat the Jacksonville Jaguars. But they didn't earn those wins, and that's why they didn't get them. For Eli, I wouldn't say the word killing him right now, because he knows this might not be rock bottom, because I just lost two more offensive linemen, and who knows who could possibly be playing for them and starting for them next week. So, look, right now, it's the battle of attrition for the Giants offensively.
And you got to look at this team. The last 2 weeks, they go into the halftime with a lead and absolutely crumble in the fourth quarter. At least they're coming out and playing good first halves. Now, it's not rock bottom, because they can come out and play a bad first half and second half and have a complete disaster. So
they've already done that, too, I'm pretty sure.
But, I mean, the last couple weeks, the offense has looked better in spots. Putting up 21 points is something that they don't do on the regular. So I could understand why you'd look at this game and say it's not rock bottom. But, I just think that there's so many things going wrong. And if you'd have looked at this team early on in the year and then said they were going to be 3-9, you'd have thought that Eli Manning would be off to a record in interceptions and turnovers. And
you would have thought he wasn't playing.
You thought he wasn't playing well, and that's just not the case. So there's a lot of room to go down for this, but I think there's a lot of people in that locker room that are hurting us just like Eli.
All right, the case is 7 straight loss, a 3-9 record. We got Stevie Brown coming up. Stay right where you are. You're watching Giants Post Game Live here on My Night. welcome back to Giants Post Game Live. Let's quickly go back to Jacksonville, Florida. Check in with Paul Dottino, who caught up with Stevie Brown.
Stevie, unbelievable the way this game finished. It seems to be happening over and over again. How do you get so resilient about dealing with it?
I mean, you know, we come out here every single week, all the hard work we put in, and, you know, you always go out there trying to get the victory. You know, right now things aren't going the way we wanted to, but, you know, we're still going to stick together. We're still going to fight, and we're going to get it right one way or another.
Tom had said that not getting any turnovers was a huge deal today. Obviously, the offense turned it over three times. Two of them went for touchdowns. Defensively, coming up empty on turnovers has to be a killer.
Yeah, it definitely does. I mean, we were getting after him. We was definitely getting after the quarterback and hitting him. They just did a good job of holding on to the ball. There's a few opportunities out there where we could have had interceptions that we didn't come up with either. But, yeah, we definitely pride ourselves on trying to get turnovers to get back to the offense, and we weren't able to do that.
If there's anything at all you could talk about on the last drive that could have been done differently or that a play could have been made differently, what is the one? Is it the Bortles scramble there for 20? Is that the one that really broke your back?
You know, anytime you see a quarterback running down the field, that always hurts, whether it's 5 yards or 20 yards. So, you know, that's definitely one of those plays you wish you could have back.
By the way, you had a sack today.
I did. First career sack.
Stevie Brown, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Congratulations. Back to you guys.
All right. Not much to congratulate, though, for the Giants this afternoon. It was, again, seven straight loss.
Russ, Thanksgiving weekend, we all have a lot to be thankful for. You have something in particular to be thankful for, Grandpa?
That's right. Pretty good. Happened Friday.
Congratulations.
Right there is Miles Lewis Massey. My daughter, Alana, her husband, Paul, gave birth to their first child and my first grandchild. Weighed in at 9 pounds, 6 ounces on Friday.
Can you help the Giants?
And, I called up John Mara. I says, we think you got a draft pick in 2036.
Yeah. All right. Hey.
Tell him high and tight. Ball security, he'll have a job.
And let's just make sure we're not talking about not finishing games in 2036.
Yeah, that would be nice.
All right, well, again.
Congrats.
Yeah, thank you very much, guys.
I like the name, too, Miles.
Miles.
That's a good name.
Miles and Smiles.
Miles Davis.
Name. There we go.
That's Miles Davis?
Well known.
Look at that little
but
guy.
That wouldn't be bad to be named after, I'll tell you that, talented guy. Anyway, up next Sunday is going to be December 7th, 1 p.m. Giants travel down to Nashville, Tennessee for a battle with the Tennessee Titans. And let's hope it is a battle, and let's hope they can put this seven-game losing streak to an end. Anyway, for my crew here, Armani Toomer, Sean O'Hara, Roman Oben, and the entire team right here. I am Russ Salzberg. Thanks very much for watching Giants Post Game Live. We will see you next week again. Giants in Tennessee against the Titans.